Hello, my name is LaShonda, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Hello, yes, my name is George. How are you doing?
I'm great, George, and how are you?
Good. I just work for Children's and Women's Hospital, but I need to make an urgent trip to Dubai, and I am finding myself under the pressure that I cannot get the result with a PCR COVID test to be able to board the plane. I was wondering if you might be able to help me out. Where can I go to get the test done?
So are you looking for just to be clear, are you looking for the COVID-19 shot to see if you're negative or positive for the COVID-19?
Yes, I need the PCR one, the nasal swab. But it has to be the hollow test or PCR. Yeah.
Okay, this is to see if you want a COVID-19 positive or negative testing site that you can go get tested positive. Or are you talking about a vaccine?
No, I have the vaccine already. I'm part of the COVID team, and I do COVID testing. Believe it or not, in the United States of America, I might be working so hard, like I do every day, running tests for everybody. And I cannot have the test done in the hospital. I have called admission several times, asking them to tell me how much is the test so I can go pay and have it done. They want me to take a doctor's orders. I don't have a doctor's orders. Nobody wants to give me an order for that simple situation. And I'm caught up in a big, big, huge issue. I cannot board my plane without the COVID PCR test result. I was one of the first Pfizer persons to get the vaccine in the United States.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's incredible that I do COVID tests, ID now, and I do biofires for COVID that indicate COVID too. And I cannot find a human being professional like me and a physician that can get me an order to have my PCR test done. This is how things operate here.
I'm sorry to hear that. The only thing that I can do for you at this line is if you didn't have a vaccine already, I can give you the vaccine number to get pre-registered. And then since you already have the vaccine, the only thing I can do is offer you to go on our websites at adph.org or cdc.gov.
Yeah, but how can I get an order or get somebody to do the test for me so I can board a plane is what I don't understand. Something so simple in every country. You go, you pay, you take your vaccine, and you go, and I cannot get a place here.
Unfortunately, I don't have that information, sir. I'm not sure how you can get an order so you can board the plane
and
go back to the country you're from, sir, unfortunately.
No, I'm not Middle Eastern. I just need to get to Dubai. And my plane ticket was purchased, and it's for Thursday morning. I'm leaving Thursday morning from
Paris. And you say you're going to Dubai?
To Dubai, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then they need to see my COVID test report. And believe it or not, nobody wants to process my test. I don't know where to go to have process my test. I cannot have a simple COVID test done because I need a medical order. And I say, how is it possible that I have to need a medical order when I just needed to go and enter, board the plane? That's all.
I see your dynamics.
These things are unbelievable. Honestly, if I tell the story to other people, other biochemists, European biochemists like myself, they will think I'm a joking. I'm kidding. They will think it's a joke. So you run hundreds of COVID specimens and then you cannot get the test done and reported? Then no, I don't have access to nobody to help me out with that.
Yeah, that is kind of odd. I'm not sure, though, sir. Unfortunately, I don't have any information on that.
I don't know. And if I keep on, and then I'm supposed to be back working in the bench at 1 p.m. So in this short time that I have, who am I going to call to see if they can help me out?
I don't know. And you say it's Thursday. I don't have that information, unfortunately. The only thing I have is you can go on the websites, adph.org or the cdc.gov.
And what do I do going to adph.gov? I mean, what am I going to do in the website?
I'm not sure, sir. You'll have to go on there and see if you can find anything that's helpful.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. So, tell me the website again.
It's adph.org or cdc.gov.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you as well for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye.